Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoia.
And I'm Tia Savoia.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming and news. Today, we're going to talk about Sonic Boom news, and some news on Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. You can read our blog and listen to our podcast there. You can also visit our forums at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Okay, there's been some recent news on the Sonic Boom games. You got a new trailer of it at E3. And they gave the subtitles for the 3DS version, which is Shattered Crystal, and the Wii U version, which is Rise of Lyric. Lyric's the snake villain guy.
Which is actually, like, the first time we see a character that's a snake in a Sonic game.
Sort of.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any arms. Well, he has mechanical arms, but they're not his actual arms, because he's a snake.
Well, the Wii U version is going to be a prequel to the TV show. I think the 3DS is during the TV show. The Wii U version, you know when they had the trailer of it, the original trailer? It showed all this exploration and all this running fast, he's using spin dash, he's multiple characters at the same time. Yeah, it doesn't really look that. If you see the gameplay videos from E3, it's really slow. It's basically a Lego game without any Legos, and it's with Sonic.
Well, he's just used to fast-paced Sonic games, so.
Yeah, I mean, the adventure games were a mix, but this is nothing like the adventure games. You can't run. Sonic's, the fastest Sonic goes is a slow walk, or a slow jog. But you can use spin dash, but it's only for, like, in Sonic Chronicles when you had to use the ramps, and that's all you can do.
What about those parts? I remember seeing in some of the trailers there were some parts where some of the characters were going on loops and they were actually running pretty fast.
Yeah, that's already preset. You're not actually controlling him, really. He's already moving, like in Sonic and the Secret Rings, he's already moving forward, and it's like Sonic Dash, where you move out of the way or jump out of the way.
So it's just like a part of a level?
Yeah. It's sort of like those parts in Sonic Lost World where he's already running. All you have to do is jump or move left
or
and right.
Things are kind of done for you.
Yeah.
Or like in Sonic Unleashed where, like the one Spagonia level where.
Yeah, but that's a small chunk of the level. This one, basically the only speed sections you're going through are going to be the parts where it's automatically running. Some parts you can't even do anything. He automatically goes through the springs and loops. So it's basically just watching something happen, like in 06. And there's puzzles in there where you go around this area and you climb walls and jump on springs and do puzzles, like basically the Lego games. But they're really easy. And it doesn't really look challenging at all. And some of the characters look like it's kind of hard to see. You know, with Knuckles, you don't know which walls you can climb on. It's hard to see with the camera a lot of the stuff, and some of the controls look a little slow. There was this boss where it's like a big robot crab, and you have to throw the mini robots at the crab, or whatever that thing is. But it's not a Sonic game. You're just using a lasso to get the robots and throw them at the big one. That's not a Sonic boss. A Sonic boss is where you're running and you're using his abilities. This one, you're just basically grabbing them and throwing them.
So it's kind of like Sonic Heroes, except with more fighting.
No, it's nothing like Sonic Heroes.
Running around.
Well, it's sort of like Sonic Heroes.
From what I saw from the trailers, it kind of reminded me a bit of Sonic Heroes.
Well, Sonic Heroes, it's more fast-paced. If you run, you'll pick up speed, and Knuckles, he has chained together all these attacks. Sonic Boom, you can only attack one enemy at once, and it takes like 8 hits to take them down. And there's no unique ways to take them down. Like with Knuckles, you can do different combos. This one, you just mash the attack button, and they do their already preset combos. And the lasso looks unrealistic. It's like the inner beam thingy, the tether, which they use to swing on poles and stuff.
Well, it's probably kind of part of the graphic style, art theme, and kind of
yeah,
theme
but
of the
it doesn't. It
game.
Totally breaks it. Breaks the rhythm of the gameplay. you have to grab them by the... There's no... You don't have to do anything except grab robots and throw them. There's no challenge. You don't have to subdue the robots first. It doesn't... It just comes out of nowhere. And it looks unrealistic where when he's swinging around the head, he just twirls it in the air two times and tosses it out there. It doesn't look that good.
So it's kind of like in Lego games where you're solving puzzles and all of a sudden there are these few parts where these bad guys keep coming.
Yeah, and there's a gimmick.
And you just keep fighting them until they're all gone.
Yeah. And the lasso is kind of like a gimmick. I don't really like gimmicks. And
It depends on the gimmick, really. It's not gimmicks being there being the problem. Yeah. It's the quality of the gimmick.
Yeah, but I know the game's still in development, but the quality of the game doesn't really look that good. The graphics don't look like what it was shown in the trailer. The frame rate looks a little worse. Yeah, the frame rate, I think it's 30 frames per second on a Wii U game, which isn't that good considering, Smash Brothers is 60 frames per second.
What about the 3DS version?
Well, the 3DS version actually might get better reviews than the Wii U version. Because, the 3DS version, it's side-scrolling, like classic Sonic. And you can use the homing attack like any other attack. I don't think there's any button-mashing combat. And it's a huge 2D world for you to explore. You can switch characters on the fly. That one looks really good.
Personally, though, I've kind of been hoping, either of the games, really, that Sega would eventually bring the Chao Garden back. I really want to see the Chao Garden back, and I guess this is a bit of an opportunity, since this is more of,
an open world
and walking around, instead of going straight through a level 2D platforming or something.
Yeah, the 2D one looks like it's speed-oriented, while the Wii U one, it's more puzzles.
Yeah, a lot of people miss that Chao Garden, too.
Yeah, the Chao Garden was a good add-on.
It was pretty much the only reason people played... some people played the adventure games. Like, once they finished the story, they kept playing it because the Chao Garden was there.
Yeah, this game had so much potential. Just so much. I mean, you see from the trailer, I think it was going to be I thought it was going to be an open-world game where you can run around this huge, lush area. But now it's like the demo they had in the E3... was like you're in this quarry and it's basically from a overview, like a bird's eye view of everything that's going on, like in the Lego games. It doesn't look that fun at all, really. And the rings are just kind of there. You collect them. I don't know if it gives you lives or what.
Or whatever they're used for.
Yeah.
I mean, if the rings aren't used for anything at all, they could be used for a Chao Garden, but I doubt they're putting the Chao Garden in there. They haven't been putting the Chao Garden in any great amount. I mean, they've been putting little bits of Chao and Chao Garden in smaller games and stuff, but it's not really much.
Yeah, the art style too. It's a darker tone, and it's the colors are darker and the sort of atmosphere darker. So everything's kind of darker, so it's not bright and happy like in Lost World. This one might be a little difficult to see what's going on because everything's so dark and all the designs are really complicated. And the graphics aren't really that great. So far. I mean, it's still in development, so maybe it'll change when it comes out. I don't know. So that's the recent news on Sonic Boom. And it's coming out in what? October or November?
I don't remember. Somewhere in fall, though.
I think it was...
sometime in fall.
November. I'm not sure. But, yeah. And there's also been more news on Pokemon.
Yeah. Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire are the newest upcoming Pokemon games. Did we mention them before in any previous episodes?
I don't think so.
No? Okay, well, when it was first out... when it was first announced, I mean... a lot of people were freaking out because of the Hoenn confirmed meme, and this time Hoenn was actually confirmed. Apparently, it's gonna, like in X and Y, it's gonna be in 3D. There's gonna be all the Pokemon up to Gen 6 available in it. There's going to be some new Mega Evolutions. There's some Mega Evolutions that were leaked or announced, included Mega Metagross and Mega Sableye. Mega Metagross, like, he gets kind of more arms and, like, floaty, more arms sort of thing. Kind of reminds me of his pre-evolution Metang. And then Mega Sableye gets a gem as a giant shield sort of thing. I'm sure there's going to be more Mega Evolutions, and there have been hints towards more Mega Evolution stuff. But a lot of people are excited for some of the old Hoenn stuff to come back, such as secret bases, where you can, like, still kind of do a capturing flag sort of thing, customize your base, meet people in there. You can, this time, you can even set your own battle rules, so you can do special kinds of battles, and invite people over to your secret base and battle with them like that.
So it's going to be more customization than the last few. Are you going to be able to customize, like, hats and shoes and stuff?
I don't know. I'm hoping that they probably will. They just haven't shown anything on that, because all they've been showing are the default girl and boy players.
He doesn't really look that interesting. I mean, he looks like an old man with all the white and spiky hair.
Tommy, that's not white hair.
Yeah, it is.
That's his hat.
Oh.
Everybody knows that's Brendan's hat.
Well, I haven't played any of the Hoenn games, because we didn't...
You can just look at the artwork. They changed the artwork for Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. Now you can see his hair under his hat.
Oh.
Okay, so, what else was I going to... Recently, there have been, there's been new news about Pokemon contests coming back, which I'm pretty excited for, because that was one of my favorite features, and I mess around a lot with that in, Diamond and Pearl version 2. It was really fun, and, it's confusing, but it's like Pikachu in different costumes, which has something to do with the different categories of contests.
I saw the pictures, it looks a little weird.
When you see new Pokemon announcements, and there's a new Pokemon, or something new or whatever, it always seems weird at first, but then, you know, you get used to it, or it grows on you, or you turn out to like it.
No, I mean, the clothes, they showed him wearing some Shakespeare clothes or something?
Shakespeare clothes?
What was it? Like, it was like a dress or something.
And it's not really him, that was a female Pikachu, it had the dent in its tail.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're talking about the dress?
Yeah.
Oh, that was for, like, the cute section of the contests.
Yeah, I mean, they have the new Pokemon games. They're gonna come out October or what? Or November.
No, I think it was October.
Yeah, but that's a full year after X and Y came out. Yeah, it's gonna end up being like those, like, you know, Madden and Call of Duty, where it's like there's a new game out every year. I don't really, because the thing about Pokemon games is that they come out every couple years, so you get one, it's going to last you a long time. This one, I don't feel obligated to get it, because I don't feel obligated to get a new Pokemon game every year. I mean, it's the same exact stuff, the same exact formula, and it looks about the same as X and Y. The graphics
are... Not exactly, there are new gimmicks and stuff.
I know, but it basically looks the same. The same Pokemon, since it's in the same generation, and it's the same graphics. So.
Yeah, usually we just get one game from each generation.
Yeah, I only get one. Except
for excluding Generation 4.
Yeah, because it had the Generation 2 remake, and we didn't have a Game Boy at the time, so.
Yeah. What else was I going to mention? Along with Megaforms, apparently there's this other thing with Groudon and Kyogre. Because on the covers, people notice they look kind of different. And it turns out those are primal forms, which are kind of like a step back. It's like kind of their ancient forms or something. And I guess I've seen a few people, including me, speculating on if that's going to happen with other legendaries too. Because there was, in the old Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games, there was Primal Dialga. And it was called Primal Dialga.
Yeah. If they keep giving out all these new evolutions, like Mega... They just got, all this hype on Mega Evolutions. And then they're going to give Primal Evolutions. They're going to be branching evolutions. Pokemon that haven't evolved yet. There's all these things. It's kind of confusing. It's really hard to keep up with. Especially some of the older Pokemon fans from the previous generations. Going to be hard to keep up with. And does it seem like a little too much Pokemon?
Well, I really don't mind. I really don't.
I mean, I'm not as big in Pokemon as you, so it's kind of too much for me.
There are a whole lot of different kinds of animals out there. Pokemon are kind of replacing animals in the game, so kind of makes a bit of sense there.
Yeah, but you have to do years of studying to figure out all the animals you want to, you know, study them.
It doesn't really, because like whenever you see a new Pokemon, it's like, cool, what's that? You know, you get excited to see something new. So that's kind of about all the news that we have for Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. I've been kind of like waiting excitedly for more news, but the news on the games has been kind of slow lately.
Yeah, I mean, Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire might be one of those games where it's like you know, like Black and White 2, where it's like people who got the previous games might or might not get this one. I really don't know if they're going to be able to top X and Y sales, but considering how popular the Hoenn region is, they might. Yeah. So it's one of those games you know, not that pressured to buy it like X and Y. So that's all the news for Sonic and Pokemon for today. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. You can also read our blog or listen to our podcast at our website. You can also visit our forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin McLeod, courtesy of Incompetech.com. Do you have any closing comments, Tia?
Well, I guess I'd kind of like to say that, if you're too, don't, like, take all of our opinions to heart. When you see the games, you form your own opinions on them. But also, I guess, kind of consider what we said. Just don't entirely follow it.
Don't ignore this podcast. You know, listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. So, until next time, stay in the game.